Colorado sports leader, the team.
Welcome back, 8:31. Jim along with Tyler Franson today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. With us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. You'll hear him very, very soon right here on the Team Sports Network calling Rockies baseball with Mike Rice. Jack Corrigan joins us. Jack, always a pleasure. How are you, sir?
I am good, thank you. Good morning.
It certainly is that time of the year that we love, right? Spring training, the cut grass, the crack of the bat, and all the things you have from spring training. And it looks like at least this year, the baseball season looks more like a normal baseball season as opposed to the very heavily COVID influenced 2020 baseball season. It looks like it's things are a little more back to normal. Maybe not entirely, but Jack, at least it's closer, right?
Yeah, it's getting us closer to where we want to be with things. We still are somewhat limited in terms of direct contact with manager Bud Black and the players. There are some limitations as to where we're allowed to go and what we're allowed to do. But with the announcement this morning or last night that the Rockies will be able to have some fans at Coors Field, if things continue to progress, that's certainly a good thing.
Well, we certainly need some good news because we have to get to some of the bad news here. And, of course, that was the recent trade of Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals. Every Rocky fan obviously is sad, and some are or angry about the trade of Nolan Arenado to the St. Louis Cardinals. But I guess for just your takeaway on it, it seemed like it was a situation that was somewhat inevitable that Nolan was going to end up someplace else other than in a Rockies uniform in 2021.
It was to the point that Nolan had indicated to them that he was definitely going to opt out of the contract at the end of the 21 season, regardless of how the Rockies played this year. Now, should the Rockies go on and be a playoff team, would that have impacted on Nolan's thoughts? That's all speculation, but ultimately, for team ownership and general manager Jeff Breidich, it got down to, okay, if we keep him and play through the year, at the end of it, we're going to get a draft choice after the end of the first round. And even in a best-case scenario, it's going to be several years before that person reaches the big leagues. Or do you make a trade, and they were limited in places where they could make a deal, where people were willing to make the trade and what they would get back in return. And so they end up with Austin Gomber, who's, I think, going to be in the rotation, certainly has a great shot at that. And then four prospects, and at least a couple of them show some promise, and you just have to see how it goes. So often in baseball, a trade cannot be immediately evaluated, even though we do it all the time. And you just you'll see down the road. I mean, the best example of it is when Matt Holliday was traded after the 2008 season. Houston Street was a recognizable name, but not many people knew much about Carlos Gonzalez. And while Matt Holliday's been an outstanding player in his career, Cargo was a pretty good substitute.
Yeah, they made up pretty well in that deal with Houston Street. He had some good years closing games to the Rockies, and obviously Cargo had a tremendous career as a Colorado Rocky. Jack Corrigan, one of the radio voices of the Rockies, on the Rockies Radio Network with us today on the Team Sports Network. So now some very, 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 very big shoes. Clown-sized shoes, Jack, to fill. With Nolan Arenado's departure, Ryan McMahon, a guy that we saw play here in Grand Junction many, many years ago with the GJ Rockies, gets that chance to go back to his natural position at third base. We've seen moments where Ryan displays tremendous power. He also has a tendency to strike out a lot. Hopefully he'll be able to cut that number down. But Ryan McMahon, the guy that has to be the replacement for Nolan Arenado, and that's a tough assignment for Ryan.
Well, I think you can go through the history of baseball, the history of many sports, when you replace somebody, if you're trying to fill those, as you said, Jim, clown-sized shoes, you're gonna come up short, pardon the pun. But I think in Ryan's case, the fact that he's had some success already in the big leagues, as you mentioned, it is his natural position. I think he'll be just fine there. Is he going to be to Nolan's level? Well, hardly. Nolan was a generational talent. I mean, a Hall of Famer like Mike Schmidt said he was the best defensive third baseman he's ever seen. And Michael Jack Smith, as Harry Callis used to call him, was pretty good with the leather himself. So Ryan will just go out there, and I think his attitude so far in the spring is, you know, all I can be is Ryan McMahon. And he's tweaked his swing a little bit with Dave Magadan and Jeff Salazar and the Rockies hitting staff to try and be a little more productive in terms of contact. You're right about the power, and that's going to be needed in the lineup. So I think Ryan's going to be just fine. And, you know, by the end of the season, we're going to say, no, he's not Nolan, but he's pretty darn good.
We're talking with Jack Horgan, one of the radio voices of the Colorado Rockies for 850 KOA. And, Jack, pitching-wise, got Kyle Freeland coming back, John Gray, Gomber, we'll see where he falls into the rotation. Where do you think this pitching rotation, what do you think their ceiling is, and how do you think they'll – what do you think they have to do in order for the Rockies to have success this year?
I mean, that's a great question. And if anything, it sounds funny to say when you look at the history of the franchise, but pitching, particularly starting pitching, at least at the outset, is going to be the strength of this ball club. And I base that on the fact that while they're still young guys, all in their 20s, they've been around baseball at the major league level for a couple of years now, and I really think it's time for a breakthrough year with Airmon Marquez. He has sort of tiptoed around, you know, finishing off what his potential provides. I was really encouraged by how Antonio Sensatello pitched at the end of 2019 and then was able to carry it through in the shortened 2020 season. And you're talking with those two guys, they're both 25 years of age. So, I mean, there should be a lot left in the tank for both those guys. They need John Gray to bounce back and be healthy. Kyle Freeland to continue to be the guy he was in 16, 17, and 18, and for most of 2020, and put that tough 2019 season as far away from him as possible. And as I said before, I think Austin Gomber has a real shot at being that number five. Bud Black likes to balance his rotation. He'd love to have a second left-hander in Gomber to go along with Freeland. And then, you know, somewhere down the line, I really like their number one pick from a couple of years ago out of Ole Miss in Ryan Rollison. I think we're going to see him at some point in the year. We'll see how Ryan Castellani pushes on in his development. And they signed Derek Rodriguez and Chichi Gonzalez to minor league deals because you can never have enough starting pitching depth. That really impacted on 2019. I mean, people forget when they talk about the horrible 2019 season. For much of the last 2 months, the starting five or of the rotation, if you will, were all gone, you know, and they were using 6 through 10. And while they competed, you're not going to have much success when you've gone through that many starting pitchers. So they're trying to be deep in that area, and I'm really anxious to see how it plays out because, as I said, I think it's a real strength for this team.
Jack Horgan from 850 KOA, Rockies Radio Network. Of course, you can hear Rockies baseball right here on the Team Sports Network. Want to keep it on the pitching, go to the bullpen. Scott Oberg coming back. He's been battling the blood clots in the elbow. Hopefully we'll see a healthy Scott Oberg in 2021. They went out and got Robert Stevenson in that deal with Cincinnati that sent Jeff Hoffman there. He's expected to play a role as maybe a long arm in that bullpen. But Daniel Bard, the guy that was the great story last year, unbelievable story about him coming back to the big league level and being as effective as he was last year. Jack, looks like right now that Daniel Bard could be setup guy, closer for Scott Oberg, could work the opposite way. It certainly gives right now the Rockies some flexibility in their bullpen.
Well, one of the things we have to remember, and you raise an excellent point about flexibility, I mean, we are going to, if everything stays good, we are going to go from 60 games to 162 games, and that's a major jump in terms of the wear and tear on pitchers. So not only are you trying to find depth in your starting rotation, you're going to need depth and flexibility in your bullpen, because, you know, I don't know how frequently in the early part of the year or even as the season goes on that you'll get back to the typical, okay, a closer can go back-to-back nights and even occasionally do three games in a row if that's the situation. The Rockies are going to be blessed so far, so good with OB Scott Oberg. He feels great. They took a piece of rib out to hopefully take care of the issue, the pinching that was causing the clotting and the obvious health concern for him. But the ability for Bud to know that he and Daniel Bard are ready to handle the pressures of a ninth inning are terrific for this ball club. I think we'll see much more out of Michael Givens than the brief sample we got last year in terms of being one of the setup guys. You alluded to Robert Stevenson, like Jeff Hoffman. You know, we'll see how a change of scenery goes for him. It certainly appeared in Cincinnati he worked better out of the bullpen than in a starting rotation. But again, as you're looking at times when you don't want to overtax your starters in terms of workload, a guy like Stevenson who can give you two, three innings, maybe two or three times over the course of 7 days, that's going to be huge for the ball club.
Move back to the infield for a moment positionally. This is really a make or break year for Brendan Rodgers, isn't it, Jack?
Oh, I don't think there's any question of that. B-Rod, as his teammates call him, you know, certainly has looked fine in the early activity. I think the big thing for Brendan is one, to really get a big enough sample size. I think he had a lot of looking over his shoulder or feeling like he needed to be more than who he was, you know, whether it was trying to replace DJ LeMahieu or worrying about, you know, how much time I'm going to get and what expectations are because of how high a draft pick he was. So you have all of those elements for Brendan that I think impacted on him without even talking about the nagging shoulder issue that he had for the better part of the last two seasons. You know, this was a guy who regularly was in the top 10, top 15 of prospects in baseball. And we really have yet to see that from Brendan in a Rockies uniform for some of those reasons that I alluded to. So now knowing that, you know, it's not going to be, you know, you better do something in 40 at-bats or 50 at-bats or we're going to have to look elsewhere, I think the leash is going to be a lot longer for Brendan. If he is healthy and relaxes and just plays like he's capable of playing, like all the scouting reports indicate, then he has a chance and has a chance to really help lengthen the lineup because he runs well. He's a gap hitter with some power to hit it out of the yard. I mean, he's certified. It's just a matter of him displaying it on the field for a length of time that all of us are anxious to see if he can do it.
Yeah, Jack, we have to talk about the other middle infield position. Some guy named Trevor Story, that's the 16th best player in baseball on MLB Network's your top 100 right now. What do you think the future will be with Trevor Story? Do you think that something gets done and we see Trevor in a uniform for longer than this season, hopefully? I would imagine some things were learned, obviously, with the Nolan Arenado situation. I guess just your takeaway on Trevor Story, who's truly one of the top three best shortstops in baseball, one of the best players in baseball.
Yeah, there is no question of that. One of the really good people in the game. I there is the similarity, obviously, that one, he's among the best in the game. He's an infielder like Nolan, and he's coming into a free agency year, whether it was Nolan doing that when he signed his big contract or pushing towards the opt-out. But they're different personalities, and I think with different desires, if you will. I don't think necessarily that Trevor is looking for a particular place to go or move, or that, you know, he needs to have the biggest contract at his position. That'd be really hard to come by after the deal that Fernando Tatis Jr. signed. But I think that the best thing about Trevor is, at least so far, it's been no different for him. He's going to play the game like he always does. I think he has taken on a larger role as a leader in the clubhouse as well as on the field, both by example and vocally, and I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, he's a Texas kid from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, and if the Rangers wanted to give him some giant contract, you know, then that might be the motivation for him to depart. But I think he's also a guy who recognizes some baseball history. You know, Jacob deGrom of the Mets the other day talked about the fact that, you know, it's pretty cool in the game because it happens less and less now that somebody plays their whole career in one uniform. And some guys, that's important. I haven't really posed that question to Trevor yet, you know, certainly not in an interview, but even off the record. I think at some point he and I will talk about that. I'll get a better feel for it. But I know for Trev and his family, he's just going to go out there and play and be the great player that he is. If the Rockies can make a deal, if he's comfortable with where he's at, then it's going to happen. If he feels like he needs to move on, he's going to do that as well. But he's going to do it much differently, I think, than Nolan did. They're both wonderful young men and obviously outstanding talents, but their personalities are different, even though they both can be a little quiet. And so I don't know that Trevor follows the same path as Nolan. He may not. We'll find out as this year unfolds.
Jack Corrigan, radio voice of the Rockies for 850 KOA, joining us. Jack, Ian Desmond opting out for this season. Daniel Murphy retires. Nolan Arenado trade. Story's future has a question mark. When it's all said and done, what are the expectations for the Colorado Rockies in 2021?
Well, you know, guys, I'm the eternal optimist. So when I look at things, I go into every year thinking a team has a chance to win. I think there's a great challenge for the Rockies with the Dodgers and the Padres in their division. You know, what some other teams have done to try and fortify themselves. But as Charlie Blackman said the other day, there's a lot of talent in that clubhouse. Do they need to play well? Sure they do. And I think in the back half of 2019 and into last year, in the crazy situation we had last year, there were a lot of guys that underperformed for a variety of reasons. The challenge is going to be difficult, but I think with health, they're going to be, like Kyle Freeland says, they're going to be a lot better than everybody else thinks they're going to be. He's thrown down the challenge Kyle has, and we'll see how he and his teammates live up to the promise.